What's the source of wisdom? How can you live a more conscious life? Sometimes it's the questions that bring you your own quantum leaps. Wisdom Talk Radio brings you conversations with visionary thinkers, business mentors, and provocative authors and teachers, along with resources that point the way for you to claim your potential in service to the world. Join Laurie Seymour at Wisdom Talk Radio for explorations in conscious living. Subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or find us at Wisdom Talk Radio on Facebook.
Welcome to the My Figgy Life podcast. Today we are going to talk about two essential products in the Figgy Beauty line, but also about what it is and how it works and why you should do it. That is the double cleanse system. Why should you double cleanse? Is it just a money-making gimmick? Is it just trying to add unnecessary steps to a routine? Why is it a game changer? And why does Figgy Beauty offer you the double cleansing system?
Welcome, goddess, to your sacred space. This is My Figgy Life podcast, where we openly discuss life's wins and losses on our journeys to self-discovery. This is your best life. This is your Figgy Life. And now, here is your host, Jean.
My golden skincare rule is that your face is like a work of art. Before you start creating, you need a beautifully clean canvas. If the canvas is flawed, it will show in your art. You'll have lumps, bumps in the paintings, perhaps even a stray brush bristle. Similarly, if your skin is not a clean canvas before you apply makeup or your treatments, it's gonna show in your skin. So you may think that I'm always on about the fact that I have sensitive, dry skin, and now I'm always telling you to have a minimalist approach because that's the best for sensitive skin. It immediately kind of just logically makes sense to think that the more you wash your face, it has surfactants, you know, the things that attract the dirt, the ingredients within your products that attract the dirt and take them away from your skin and wash them down the drain. Why would you be doing that twice if you already have a sensitive skin? And I'm going to try and explain that to you in this episode about double cleansing. So before applying anything else to our skin, we must ensure our pores are clean and our skin is refreshed. Applying makeup to gritty skin sets the course for really bad breakouts and irritations. We also want to refrain from indulging in our luxury masks or rich nighttime moisturizers if we are going to apply it to dirty skin. This will lock in all the baddies overnight, which will take this opportunity to bed down and fester. Apologies for that grisly analogy, but it's true because, you know, a moisturizer, really one of the main purposes of a moisturizer is to seal all the goodness in. Keep all that beautiful water, hydration, and everything in your skin inside and prevent it from evaporating outside. So it's almost like a seal you put on your skin. That is why it's so good for you to use your moisturizer on damp skin, because you're rubbing off all of the water from your skin, especially if you have dry or dehydrated skin. And now you're trying to press it all back in with a moisturizer. Keep that beautiful glowing water on your skin, seal it in with your moisturizer, and see what an amazing difference it can make. However, if you didn't cleanse properly, you're also sealing in all that dirt, grime, and bacteria. Cleansing has become a heated debate in the skincare industry, and this is primarily due to just the culture of following social media trends. If you know me and the Figgy Life, you know how I hate social media skincare trends and how to treat our skin. So this has led to an over-cleansing, an over-exfoliation pandemic. If you have sensitive, dry skin like me, you know that over-cleansing is the first huge no-no in your skincare routine. So yes, we want to ensure our skin is clean, but that doesn't mean we have to scrub it absolutely bare. So what do we do then? This is where double cleansing has changed the skincare game for me. It really changed the look and feel of my skin. I have fewer breakouts, and if you choose the right products, your skin's natural balance is not upset. So before deep diving into double cleansing, I must preface it with a very important point. I cannot wash my face with a cleanser twice a day. Many people prefer to cleanse in the morning and in the evenings, but this is too much for my skin. And frankly, with my double cleanse in the evenings, I don't feel the extra need for soapy assistance in the mornings. My morning routine involves rinsing or waking up my skin with a nice splash of clean cold water. I follow that up with my Nurture the Goddess antioxidant enriched day cream from Figgy Beauty and my favorite Helio sunscreen from Tabria Labs. Oh my word, I just butchered that name. Okay, I will link it in the description for you. And I apologize for saying it incorrectly. It is a physical sunscreen, which is a lot better for me. I will do a whole deep dive and another podcast for you on physical and chemical sunscreens and why physical sunscreens are usually better tolerated by sensitive skin. That being explained though, let's take a look at my evening routine that involves a double cleanse. Question of the hour. What is double cleansing? Let's just think about this for a second, right? Most gel cleansers that we love, especially my fellow sensitive souls with dry skin woes, are water-based. So let's think back to remembering high school chemistry. Think about what oil does when it's added to water. It separates itself from the water, right? It quickly finds its buddies and clumps together with all the other oily friends. Well, the water-based cleanser is excellent at removing remaining surface grime and oily residue. It's not endowed with the superpowers of deep cleansing the stubborn buildup stuck inside your pores. When we correctly double cleanse, we remove the deep set grime from the day and any remaining surface dirt that may still be left over from your first wash. Think about the sticky eye mornings when you notice mascara left over from last night, even though you were sure you cleaned it all. One cleanse simply cannot magically rinse away everything. It's just the way it is. Similarly, one type of cleanser cannot really do both. That's a lot to ask from a single type of cleanser. While oil attracts oil, which we want for a deeper cleanse and tougher grime-like eye makeup, we don't want to leave an oily layer on our skin after cleansing. So we need an additional foam or gel cleanser to clear the oily residue and remaining surface dirt that is still left over or may still be left over from your first cleanse. So double cleansing removes all traces of impurities left over from the day, making your follow-up products work as effectively as possible. Double cleansing can help your products penetrate your skin better, and it can help achieve radiant and glowing skin. And I really can attest to that. If I'm saying double cleansing, fine, double cleanse. Why not just then use the one cleanser in the morning and use the other cleanser at night? No. We cannot do that because, as I just explained, oil attracts oil. Water is good at cleansing oily residue and surface grime and dirt. We need to clean both. Even if you don't wear makeup, you do, hopefully, wear sunscreen, oily buildup. You're exposed to pollution, oily buildup. You're exposed to all sorts of other environmental factors, wind, rain, sun, UV rays. All of these things cause a lot of really, really resistant, sticky grime to sit in your pores. And a water cleanser is not going, or a water-based cleanser is not going to remove that. So if you use only a water-based cleanser at night, you're leaving a lot of dirt on your face. If you use only an oil-based cleanser in the day, you probably don't have that much oil to remove if you have hopefully done the ultimate cleanse and your skin is beautifully cleansed from the night before, because you went to bed with your evening cream that's supposed to penetrate, stay on your skin, help it replenish and renew. You're not wearing sunscreen and makeup and all of that. And you're leaving the oily residue from your oil cleanse on your skin. And the same goes for the other way around, if you were to do the water cleanse in the morning and the oil cleanse at night. So that's, it shouldn't be seen that way. And I hope I made clear why. Now that we know what is double cleansing, how do we double cleanse? First, we need to remove all the oil-based impurities from our skin. So referring to our chemistry lessons again, we want the oil to attract the oil. That is why we typically use an oil or a balm-based cleanser for our first cleanse, which will draw out the oily impurities and allow you to remove even the toughest dirt. That's what we try to do with the Figi Purify the Goddess Makeup Dissolving Balm to Oil. It does precisely this while leaving your skin soft and silky. So super, 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 super gentle cleaning agents. A lot of really great hydration and moisturizing agents, ceramides, which are so important. It really goes a long way towards making absolutely sure that your delicate skin state or barrier is not upset. I do want to say though that you can use any oil or balm cleanser, whatever one feels good to you, whichever is the one that you want. But if you have sensitive skin, just make sure that it is fragrance-free and essential oil-free. You probably should be avoiding those. After doing the cleanse or the first cleanse, we must ensure we get it all. So the second step is a gel or a foam-based cleanser that removes the surface dirt. It removes the remaining surface oil from your first cleanse and all the leftover traces of grime, makeup, SPF that the first cleanse may have left behind and loosened up. The Figi Refresh the Goddess Gentle Gel Cleanser was specifically formulated for this purpose, but you can use the gel cleanser that you usually use. If you have sensitive skin, I would probably avoid a foaming cleanser because they do tend to have more harsh cleaning agents, although there are foaming cleansers on the market that aim to have a more gentler approach. Okay, so a very important word of caution here. Rapidly washing your face twice, once with a balm or oil cleanser, one with a gel cleanser, is not going to give you the results you want. Okay, cleansing should be a moment in your day when you take 2 minutes for dedicated self-care. Enjoy the massaging effect of gently cleansing your skin with your fingertips moving in circular motions. Apply a little bit of pressure. You're not going to break your skin. I mean, don't tug on it horribly, but apply some pressure. You're trying to get some dirt and grime out of there. So don't be afraid to get in there and apply that pressure. Obviously, no tugging and pulling. You should ideally aim to cleanse for 40 to 60 seconds. I cleanse for 90 seconds. And it sounds like, whoa, that's a long time to cleanse. And I'm saying I cleanse 90 seconds per cleanser, not in the double cleanse. It's not a lot though, because you've got a lot of surface area to cover here. You've got your forehead, you've got your oily T-zone, you've got the little parts in between your nose and your cheek, you've got your chin, all the way up to your ears and back, you've got your entire neck, and you've got your entire chest area. So you want to make sure you're not skipping any areas and that you're not going over a single area only once in a circular motion. You're massaging it a little bit to get that penetration of the cleanser to make sure you're cleaning the way you should be cleaning. Now that you have a beautifully clean canvas, you understand what is double cleansing, you understand how to double cleanse, why is the Figi double cleanse unique? Look, it can be very challenging to find the perfect double cleanse from the array of confusing products out there. It can be challenging, quite honestly, it can be challenging to find any skincare if you have super sensitive skin. That's actually the point. If you have dry and sensitive skin, the challenge with the cleanser is immediately intensified. So Figi SensiSol regimen includes a double cleanse duo to soothe your skin and clean it beautifully without stripping its natural oils, because you cannot afford to do that when you have dry or sensitive skin. You have to be so careful not to upset your skin's delicate balance, but you can also not leave your skin dirty. It was specifically formulated with the double cleanse ritual in mind, and that's why we worked really hard to ensure the products perfectly complement each other in the different cleansing steps. Purify the Goddess Balm to Oil gently attracts all your oil buildup, while Refresh the Goddess Gentle Gel Cleanser then cleanses all the remaining traces of dirt and oil on the surface. We formulated these textures to ensure these two products complement each other in this double ritual. So the right products are essential for sensitive dry skin. Foam cleansers, for example, tend to have harsher cleansing agents. Therefore, you can imagine what even one cleanse with this would mean for your delicate skin, okay? So choose an oil or balm-based cleanser and a gel cleanser that not only cleanses, but loves and nurtures your skin. It's so important. So what's the takeaway here that I, or the point, or the conclusion? The first big game changer for my skin was when I stopped morning cleansing. My skin was less sensitive to touch, less red, less itchy. The next thing that was a game changer for me was double cleansing in the evening with the right products in the right way. I really saw an important improvement in two main areas. First, I noticed a lot fewer blemishes and breakouts. Second, I saw a marked difference in how other products like my moisturizers and targeted treatments influenced my skin. Like my skin was better able to absorb all of its goodness and radiate its beautiful glow afterwards. This is what double cleansing has done for me, and this is why I love double cleansing. As with all things Figgy Goddess, use or do what feels right for you. If it doesn't feel good for your skin, it probably isn't. But don't give up on double cleansing if you're not sure if you're doing it the right way. You have to use the right products in the right way for your skin. So I hope you enjoy the double cleanse ritual. Let me know how it went for you. I would love to hear your feedback. That's it for now. Remember that everyone deserves to celebrate the goddess within.
The Figgy Beauty skincare line is here. The best skincare routine for your dry and sensitive skin. Figgy SensiSol Regimen gives you back the power to indulge in skincare luxury without upsetting your skin's delicate balance. Finally, someone created a luxury skincare experience for goddesses with dry and sensitive skin. On sale in the US now. Shop at figgy.eu.